Jason Whitlock, U.S. Creating Laws Based on Feelings, We Have to Take the Country Back. By Trent Baker on March 7, 2021. During Sunday's broadcast of Life, Liberty and Levin on Fox News Channel, journalist Jason Whitlock sounded off on the government's role in Americans' daily lives. Whitlock emphasized that the country is headed toward asking the government to take care of the people rather than the people serving the country. We should serve our country. Our country can't serve us. Our country, we can abide by a certain set of rules that guarantee freedom for all of us, but that's all our country promises us. That's what the Declaration of Independence, that's what the Constitution promises us, freedom and the pursuit of happiness. Now, we're starting to ask the government to take care of us, Whitlock outlined. And I look at all of, not we're starting to ask. This has been going on for a long time, but now it's just full-blown. But all of us, all of the politicians are so content on holding on to power. Acquiring power and how can the events in that Capitol building, how can they benefit and enrich the politicians? And American working-class people have been sold out. Whitlock went on to urge Americans to get energized and take the country back from the politicians who are creating laws like allowing men to participate in women's sports based on feelings. He argued that people's feelings are irrational. American people have to get energized and have to take the country back from our politicians because we've moved into a fantasy world, Mark, where everything is about feelings, he advised. And so you talk about the executive order where biologically born men can now participate in girls' sports, and that's about feeling. I feel like I am a woman. Therefore you have to enact laws that satisfy my feelings. I'm not trying to denigrate or blast transgender people and their feelings. But a country can't set up laws based on feeling. They have to be based on facts, data, it has to serve the entire nation. It can't be this emotional thing. We're creating laws to satisfy feelings, but a government can't do that. You can't sustain a society where we're just serving people's feelings because people's feelings are irrational, he added. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.